Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, which we've been wearing for quite a long time during this COVID-19 situation. I hate to see when I have to get in my jeans.
Oh, man.
Pop an antacid and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Yeah, we're back.
It's
been a rough and tumble 2 months, I'll tell you. You'll hear in our show today. Before we start our show, we have to give a disclaimer to the public.
Exactly.
In keeping with the CDC COVID-19 guidelines, please social distance yourself 6 feet from your radio speaker.
Exactly. We don't want to give anybody any germs.
Nope.
We want to stay healthy now.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Here we go. And the name of this segment is Chef Moron to the Rescue. Bork.
The governor's recent shelter-at-home order is no picnic for anyone. We realize that.
Boy, don't we realize
that.
But
can you imagine what it's like in the Dining Duo household? You know how we argue. You've heard us on the radio for how many years now?
It's all rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, right. Maybe in your little mind.
Yeah.
We live in a 1,200-square-foot home.
Mistake number one.
Our family room has theater-like seating in front of our TV.
Mistake number two.
We pass the time sitting side by side watching ridiculous cooking shows while I point my finger really close to Jim's face and say, I'm not touching you over and over and over again.
You know, and then you complain that I have the mind of an 11-year-old.
I'm just, because I've seen my grandkids doing that, too.
Actually, when we FaceTime our grandkids, I do that to her. I have, like, my little finger, like a little worm, and I go up to her ear, and I always see thing that they see in the video is just a little finger going up to her ear.
And then I start slapping you and yelling at you, and they sit there and crack up laughing.
And they love it.
And they love it, and you irritate me, and I get very upset with you.
Well, what can you do?
But Jim retaliates, and he passes gas at will, laughing hysterically. We are so mature, aren't we?
I think that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, okay, whatever. It stinks in our house because of you.
Listen, you know, part of the symptoms of COVID-19 is you lose your sense of smell.
Yep.
So I'm just performing a wellness check on you.
Oh.
Make sure you're okay.
But it doesn't have to be continually during the day.
Well, you think it's easy to do that? I'm just concerned about you, dear. Oh,
thank you, my love.
Nancy is really a great cook and has been working very hard in the kitchen since this whole shelter-in-place thing started. To show my appreciation, I decided to take matters into my own hands and to go where no man has gone before and cook a meal in Nancy's kitchen.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I let you do it.
Hey, I took my life in my hands by doing this.
I know.
Because you're so monk-like.
Mm-hmm.
Walking into Nancy's kitchen is a very dangerous thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
She is very territorial and doesn't like anyone messing with it, especially a moron like me.
Especially you.
And I don't know one pot and pan from another and what goes where. And
a pot is a pot. A frying pan is a frying pan. What don't you know?
I don't know.
Jim being in the kitchen scares me. When I was hospitalized, his previous culinary ideas were to leave all my kitchen cabinet doors open for days and eating from pots over the kitchen sink.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God. That's sheer laziness.
No. For one thing, because I don't know where everything is, I can just look around and see it because all the cabinet doors are open. And if I eat over the kitchen sink, I keep your kitchen and house cleaner.
That's true.
because everything just goes out into the sink. And I don't have to wash any plates.
But when I come home, when you're coming to pick me up at the hospital, you could close the cabinet doors in the kitchen.
Maybe.
But you don't.
No.
One time, he took a pan off the stove, okay? Didn't turn off the flame and burnt the handle on my microwave oven to a crisp. Needless to say, I am not thrilled having Jim in my kitchen.
No, wait.
I had the repairman come over, and he said, can't find you another handle. It's discontinued. So now I got to live with a crummy handle on my microwave, and it looks like garbage.
Now, wait a minute. In my defense, this is a defective product. I mean, the flames were not, well, maybe
they were higher than high.
Okay. But there was a big distance between the stove and the microwave.
But it's plastic handles.
Well, they shouldn't put a plastic handle.
I agree.
On a microwave where you're cooking over a stove.
I agree.
So it is not my fault. And the handle is still there. It's just bubbled a little.
It's rough. It cuts you. And we keep picking it off.
Well, it's just bubbled. It's defective. It was not my fault.
You're defective. Go on, my love, before you start getting me irritated more.
I decided to cook my loving bride breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I did was take out the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and never let her forget I'm her man.
You never let me forget.
As they say in the song. I grab a pan and was promptly informed that's not the bacon pan. It's a pan.
You know a pan then. Why did you say you don't know pots from pans?
It's not the bacon pan.
Well, because you always screw up the bacon pan. So that is the
Bacon pan?
The one that looks shot and not my new one that you want to always grab when I get new ones.
Okay, so this is strike one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I grabbed tongs to turn the bacon over with, and I was promptly told those aren't the tongs for a nonstick pan.
Of course. Do you want to scrape up the pan any more than you've screwed it up before?
So if it's screwed up, what difference does it make?
Because it's going to get worse, and I don't want to eat that garbage that comes off of the pan.
I'm not going to sit there and go scraping the pan with the tongs. I'm just flipping the bacon.
Yeah, but I know you. Just look at my microwave handle. All right, my love? Continue.
Strike two.
Strike three and you're out. So you know.
I'm ready to start frying and my confidence is building. I'm good to go.
Yeah, right.
I really am. Now, to save time, I crank up the flames as high as they will go.
I hate when you do that. I really hate
She comes
that.
Running into the kitchen once more and tells me to turn the heat down because grease is splattering all over the place. Strike three.
You're out.
I mean, you watch these cooking shows, they got them like blazing.
And who cleans up after that?
I don't know.
You don't need it that high. It'll burn. I don't want grease on my floor, on my walls, on my stove all over the place. I mean, I got to clean the stove anyway, but the backsplash, everything. I mean, it's not like I got to. It's awful. So shut up and let me talk now. I'm really getting upset with you again. This is like rehashing what happened, and now I'm getting upset.
Oh, boy.
When Jim is quiet in the kitchen, that's when I start to worry. I walked in to see my kitchen counters covered with every utensil known to mankind.
You got to have your tools out there to cook. You got to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of them were out of my drawers and on the countertops.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a paper plate to put the bacon on,
yep.
A paper plate to put the tongs on,
yep.
And extra paper plates for his next step, the pancakes.
Right, because I didn't want to mess up your kitchen, so I put everything on paper plates and throw them out.
I have a spoon rest.
Yeah, but the spoon rest will get dirty. This way you put it on a paper plate, and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I walk out holding my breath and try to control the pain in my chest after seeing the mess in my kitchen.
Well, that's your side of the story. Now for my side of the story, okay, the bacon's done and a total success.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is my super secret surprise pancake recipe.
Yes, so it is.
Now on to the pancakes, okay? Mm-hmm. I start looking for the pancake mix in a large bowl. See, this is why I leave the cabinet doors open, because I got to go looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
After much searching, hiding in the last cabinet was a pancake mix and mixing bowl. Good. I read the instructions on a pancake mix, and it needed oil. Okay. Time to go through the cabinets again. They don't tell you what kind of oil. The next question is, what kind should I get? Canola, vegetable, Pennzoil. They don't tell you. They should tell you these things. Well, Nancy hears me rummaging through her cabinets again and comes running in to help me. See how much I'm helping you out there?
Oh, you are.
I gather up all of the ingredients, and suddenly I come up with a brilliant idea.
Brilliant?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we like our pancakes thin, okay?
Thin and crispy.
Thin and crispy around the edges, because I put butter in a pan,
yeah.
And it's good. And I said, well, why not put the cooked bacon inside the pancakes, right?
So a little strip of bacon.
That's
makes
right.
That pancake a surprise.
So what I do, I put the little strips of bacon in the pan, and then I pour the pancake batter over it and cook it. And, oh, they are awesome.
Yeah, you cut the pound of bacon in half
yeah.
so that you have, you know, like half a strip in there.
Yes.
Oh, it was good.
See, and this is how Jim's surprise super secret pancakes became to be.
And lo and behold.
Lo and behold.
They yep. were actually edible.
See what I do?
They were really good.
See, all right. So a few paper plates, but, you know. And I just puff up my chest proudly and head to the family room for a well-deserved nap.
And you leave that mess. Okay, well, when I walked into my kitchen after breakfast, I found out how much Jim really helped me today. Not.
What do you mean?
It was not a pretty sight, let me tell you. I turned around, walked out, donned my face mask, rubber gloves, and hazmat suit before returning. There were utensils covered with dried up unknown substances on them and paper plates everywhere. One with eggshells.
Yep.
One with tongs.
Yep.
One with grease-soaked paper towels from the bacon.
Just thinking of your health, wanted to get all the grease off the bacon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually a paper plate with a paper plate on it.
So I didn't want to get the first paper plate dirty.
But the top one wasn't dirty.
See? Exactly.
There was grease splattered everywhere. On the kitchen counters, the backsplash. And the stove was dripping with grease.
You know what they say, to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. You got to do this. You know, it's what you have to do.
Then you should clean this and make it to my specifications.
Oh, no way. To your specifications? Seriously?
Mm-hmm. You cooked it on a clean stove.
I'd be there for a week cleaning it.
Well, then you should think about when you're cooking it not to turn the flame up high and have the bacon splashing all over my kitchen.
Well, if I would clean it, you would go back in and re-clean it anyway.
Probably. I'm going to need a bigger bottle of Dawn for this job. The moron leaves bowls with pancake mix to dry on them, and I have to scrape them clean. During all of this cleanup, Chef Moron is asleep in his recliner in the family room with his belt undone, snoring.
I did my job. I did my job.
Yeah, you did, let me tell you. I can't thank him enough for cooking breakfast.
You're welcome.
It made my life so much easier. I can't wait to help him clean out his garage next.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Well, stay tuned, people, for further adventures.
Yeah, we have another adventure. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on the Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRU-LP. We put you in WHRU.
We certainly do.
So, my love, did we get any letters?
Let me check.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Can you say, yes, we got some mail?
Yes, we've got some mail.
Is that Mr. Rogers, or is that just a creepy voice?
No, that's Mr. Rogers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got some mail. That's creepy. Okay, that's creepy. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We actually got a letter from Kevin, and he asked us if we are going to go out to restaurants now that Phase 3 opened up. And yes, we are.
We're going to try to do
it.
We're
going to try it.
After the show.
Well, yeah. The only problem that we anticipate is a lot of restaurants, they never really had outdoor seating.
Right.
So they're going to set up anywhere that they can. I mean, I've seen tables in parking lots.
Yeah, and I'm not sitting on, today is going to be 90 degrees, and I'm not sitting on asphalt.
Right, you know. And so I don't know about that. I mean, because like I said, they put you out in a parking lot and things. You got people are being creative. You
During
know,
this
and,
time.
What they can. You have to. But I mean, I'm not sitting in a parking lot, you know, watching cars go by and having to hold on to my burger. No, I'm not going to.
And then sniffing the fumes sitting on asphalt, you know, that's so hot with the heat. No.
No.
And it's got to have an umbrella if it's going to be sunny because it's too darn hot now. Summer instantly.
You are such a queen.
I know.
Honest, you're not high maintenance at all, are you?
No, not me, my love.
No. Anyway, if you'd like to write us for any reason, you know, good, bad, or indifferent.
Give us any ideas of places that have patios.
Yeah, we would appreciate
that. Yeah, because I'm sitting here trying to think of where we're going to go today.
Yeah, if you've been to a place and it's got a decent outdoor seating, write us, please, and let us know. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Hello, kitties. Meet the Joker.
Hello, kitties. Well, we're to lighten up everyone's mood because these are crazy, goofy times.
And we do get depressed a lot lately. We do. We get.
I know.
We get obstinate.
Well, yeah, I get my cranky pants on.
You do.
I do.
And I do, too.
You know,
I mean, it's just hard to be cooped up all the time.
I know.
I mean, you're retired, and at least when you were retired, you were coming in here and doing all your shows and engineering them with the people, and you were out of the house.
So in other words, before I retired, I was at home.
No, when you were retired, you were out of the house still. Doing stuff over at the station.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you
yeah.
engineered shows for people and stuff. I was happy. You were out. But now this COVID thing came, and you're in. Constant. You're not out. You don't come in here.
46 years, people.
And counting. 46,
and counting.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, you're going to the radio station again. Now it's... Are you going to the radio station again?
please, anyway, we
digress. So much for our own personal problems here. We digress.
And those are problems, let me tell you. If you have to live with you for 24/7.
Okay, they get it.
Do they? You they think they do?
Boy, don't get on that soapbox.
Okay, well, you should have mentioned it because, see, you just burnt my handle on my microwave and you got me going again on this whole subject.
Well, we're almost out of time. No. Gosh.
On to our jokes.
These are jokes and puns and stuff about food.
Of course. We always have food jokes. Yeah. What did one mushroom say to the other mushroom?
I don't know. Are you ready for this, people? What did one mushroom say to the other mushroom?
You're one fungi to be with. That's a good one.
I think they go downhill from there, I think.
I don't think so. I don't like fungi, but I like fun guys. That was just my little, that's what I always say whenever we talk about mushrooms.
Words of wisdom.
Oh, really? You've got words of wisdom for us?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Confucius say, if girl can cook, marry her. Szechuan of a kind.
A lot of people cry when they cut an onion. The trick is not to form an emotional bond. I thought that was cute.
Do you know that I drowned a few hundred Fruit Loops in my milk this morning?
No, I didn't.
Am I considered a serial killer?
Yes, you are. What fruit is the best at parenting?
I'm afraid to ask. What?
the papaya.
That doesn't even get a rim shot. That's so bad.
I don't think so. That's,
no, that doesn't even get a rim. No.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. If you stab a salad enough, it becomes a... Oh, this is even worse.
I know. It's cute.
If you stab a salad enough, it becomes a Caesar salad. Caesar was stabbed.
Hail Caesar. Yeah.
Stabbed. Get it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have to explain it, then it's not funny. They should know it.
No, yeah. I didn't get it either. I'm not that intelligent on history. It took me a while.
Oh, okay. Mm. Why can't fish play music?
I don't know. Why can't fish play music?
Because you can't tuna fish. I think that was good.
How many more? We got a few more. I bet a negative person's favorite bread is naan.
We've never had naan.
I have none.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what it tastes like. We're going to have to check that out.
Probably nondescript. Should I go more?
Yeah, go one more time.
Right. This is about naan. I went to the store to buy some naan.
And there was naan there. I can finish your joke. That's a good one. We made it up.
We'll be here all week. This has been a long shelter in place, I'm telling you.
And this is our first time back, and this is hard for us today.
I know. We got to get back to the swing of things here. Okay.
Okay. What do you do if you see a blue banana?
What do you do if you see a blue banana?
Try to cheer it up.
Oh, I like this one. What do you call an Italian...
Wait.
What?
Wait. You wait and you have a pause between my answer because before you start reading, because you're reading the joke beforehand.
Yeah.
No, you read it and then you get that we can see what you really feel about the joke.
Okay.
Go ahead then, my love.
What do they call an Italian restaurant for spies?
What do they call an Italian restaurant for spies?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Mission Impasta Bowl.
Oh, that's cute.
I told you it was a good one.
I like that one. Ran out of toilet paper and now using lettuce leaves. Today was just the tip of the iceberg. Tomorrow, romaine's to be seen. And that's perfect for COVID-19.
I actually like that one. That was a good one.
And you know what kills me about it?
What?
I have to vent one time.
Oh, here we go.
What the heck? Toilet paper? You could not find toilet. We were down to our last three rolls of toilet paper.
I know.
We were going all over trying to find toilet paper. I mean, you were, not me, because my knee. And I'm like, what is it with toilet paper? COVID is... upper respiratory.
I know. This is no joke. We went to one of the big box stores, Sam's or Costco.
Sam's we went to.
And seriously, they had a security guard by the toilet paper.
And he wouldn't let you take more than one
package. It's not a joke. It's unbelievable.
Jim says, you're staying here gardening? He goes, uh-huh. I'm like, wow. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. That was totally ridiculous.
It's crazy.
And then all the water. What does water have to do with it?
I don't know.
I don't buy water. I mean, we only buy it for the station here.
Drink it out of the garden hose like we used to do when we were a kid.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I know.
All right. Anyway.
Are you through? Are you off your soap opera now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Waiter, this food tastes kind of funny.
It does.
Uh-huh.
Why aren't you laughing?
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. That's
that
pretty
is the
good.
Last of our jokes.
Unfortunately, that's the last of our jokes.
Unfortunately?
Yeah.
You really enjoyed them?
Some of them I did.
I think they were all good.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh, that wasn't too creepy, was it?
Was that the Joker?
I don't know which Joker it was, but wow, he wasn't a good
one. A little creepy.
But you know what? I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Fire!